Taylor is in Croydon, the scene of obviously a very large fire earlier, but you've just arrived, Matt. What's the scene like there?
Well, as you can probably hear in the background, it's a scene of pretty severe disturbances here. About 10 yards away from me now, there's a burnt-out car in the middle of the road in front of a bookshop, bookies, that has been smashed up completely. Kids are running past me now. A couple of them have got their faces covered. So it's a real scene down here, really. There's another burnt-out car the other side of the road. We just drove along what appears to be a fairly major road in Croydon, and a lot of the shops have been put through. People are dragging stuff out. I spoke to one of the local residents a moment ago, and he told me that this had died around 7 o'clock with 300 or 400 people, and hasn't really stopped since. He said the fire that is the picture that we've shown, which I haven't actually got close enough to see yet, started with a solicitor's firm, he thought, and then other buildings have been set on fire as well. What I would say about the fire is that within a mile of Croydon, when we were driving along, the smoke was became very thick, and it's a sort of an intense with sort of smoke on the streets and lots of people running around. It feels an unpleasant atmosphere down here tonight.
And you mentioned that you sort of saw a couple of youths running past. Does that seem to be where the disturbance is coming from? Is it young people?
Like all these things, it's very difficult to say. There's people of what seem to all ages within reason, you know, from sort of mid-early teens up to 30s and upwards. A lot of them have got their faces covered. It's quite dark now, so it's difficult to say exactly how old they are. But it's one of the sort of smallest groups hanging around on street corners at the moment. There's a line of police half a mile down the road, but apart from that, there isn't much sign of any sort of authority.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. What is the police presence like? It doesn't sound huge.
There's absolutely no police from that I can see here. We've driven past a couple of police lines further up that I think are blocking off the entrance to where the major fires are in Croydon. And I guess that is their priority at the moment. But there's no police presence or any sort of security presence here.
Okay.
At the moment at all.
Right, well, thanks for that, Matt, and we'll speak to you later on.
Yeah, okay, thanks very much.
Cheers, bye.